You know how you have that one relative?
Her name is Sabina Ben Said.
She was blind in one eye.
Good-looking woman. A European accent of some kind.
The one that did that weird thing that nobody likes to acknowledge.
And I was listening to the radio, and it was staticky. But I know that what I heard was, you know, a fugitive from justice.
The FBI came to the house.
It was an embarrassment.
The one that nobody talks to, but whose story everybody seems to know.
Everybody said to him, you know, stay away from her, she's bad.
But I don't know if it's true.
For me, that relative is Sabina. The legend of Sabina has been hanging around my family for years, but nobody's ever tried to figure out who she really was. Until now.
You've got a hornet's nest going here.
Why did she do this?
I've spent the last few months trying to get the definitive story of what Sabina did. And I think I found it. But along the way, I also discovered a few things about my grandfather.
I've always thought that Grandpa Gilly had a really satisfying life. And so how do I cling to that with all of these details coming forward?
And about my mom.
I don't spend any time analyzing, I guess you'd call it, the severity of my childhood.
And about myself. I'm Sam Dingman, and I hope you'll subscribe right now. Because on March 23rd, I'll have the full story for you. It'll be the first in a series of stories about people like Sabina, with each episode investigating the legends of a different family. From Panoply, it's Family Ghosts, where every house is haunted.